Get your Q-tips ready, folks. 4 consecutive hours of ear bleed time. No Damon Amendola tonight. We had to let him go. Just kidding. Jay Berman sitting at 855-2124-CBS. And as always, you can hit me up on Twitter at Jay Berman, J-A-Y-B-E-R-M-A-N. Sean Marash and Kenny Brock on the other side, once again proving anybody can be employed in the business. The week that was filled with controversy throughout the world of sports is a week we will not soon forget. And despite the fact that athletes and coaches and reporters all behave shamefully, we here in Sports Talk Radio are forever grateful. Because when the aforementioned bojos place foot in mouth, gas bags like myself get the chance to put our foot directly up their ass. As we discussed Friday morning, Aaron Andrews was the target, WEEI up in Boston, the launcher of insults. Bottom line, looks like Fox is going to win this one, as the major corporations usually do. Perhaps, though, for all the wrong reasons. Tony Dungy, meanwhile, had a chance to rescind his hateful remarks, instead deciding to not only reiterate them, but fire them home with just a little bit more gusto than the actual comments, or at least the first set of comments. Roger Goodell made no friends with his figurative slap on the wrist of Ray Rice. Rice, the video-recorded wife-beater, making himself, his team, his league, his commissioner, and everyone else involved look like absolute imbeciles, which wife-beaters usually do. And, of course, the cherry on top was the most recent, in which Stephen A. Smith somehow managed to anger an empire and announce his bolting from said empire all within a 24-hour span. Truth is, folks, sports is supposed to be an escape, which is why you use 855-2124-CBS to vent. We've all got money problems. We've all have professional problems. We've all got domestic problems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yet the world in which we turn to for release proves to be more aggravating than it's worth. Or at least it seems to be true, because it might very well not be true. Roger Goodell can afford to be the purveyor of tomfoolery because the food he serves, the National Football League, we eat. Not only do we eat it, we beg for more, almost daily. Stephen A. Smith will be a part of First Take later today. Guarantee you the ratings on that one will be tremendous. Ray Rice will run the ball for the Ravens beginning week 3, and you know what's going to happen after every touchdown he scores and every first down he makes? He'll get a round of applause from Ravens fans. They'll cheer him for every great play he makes. Aaron Andrews will continue to not ask the appropriate questions, not ask the follow-up questions she, as a journalist, must ask. She will continue to defame journalism as a whole, regardless of whether she's there to be a journalist or not. But you know what? She will continue to serve as perhaps the sporting world's best example of, quote, eye candy. And you know who's going to watch it? Kenny and Sean and me. Why? Because when you turn on Fox in this specific sporting event and you happen to see Aaron Andrews, she happens to be fun to look at. Are you looking for in-depth analysis and hard-hitting questions? No, nor will you get them. Am I suggesting or asking you and me and all of the listeners out there to protest watching or attending? Nope. I will not, nor would I ever, ask you to do something I myself cannot, have not, will not do. Can't wait for the NFL to start. And I need to get in line with the tens of millions of others. But with those things as accepted truths, we must recognize that we can't have it both ways. It's just not possible. Are we offended Ray Rice blasted his fiance? Are we upset Stephen A. Smith said asinine things just for buzz? Do we hate the fact that Aaron Andrews has no clue how to ask a follow-up question? Yes, 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 yes. Forever and ever. But deep down, we know that it really doesn't matter. It just doesn't. And it will never take away from our viewing pleasure, nor should it. The sporting world has provided me with a love, a passion, a dream, a career path, a salary, and a whole lot more. And I'm in no position to fire back bitterly and turn my back. All that said, though, do I and do we have the right to not only point out the mistakes of others, but complain about them? Yes, absolutely. You know why? Because eventually, when all the doofuses have made enough mistakes, changes will be made for the better and for all involved. For the good. I get it. I get it. You're asking yourself, wait, did Jay just contradict himself? No. No, I didn't. I'll tell you why. Because asking questions, airing complaints, venting, how little they may appear to be useful, they're actually good. Because Goodell, Smith, Rice, Andrews, they won't tell you that straight out, but they know the pressure is on after their mistakes. They don't want you to know they get the message because that's essentially the definition of ego. And it may not appear that they at any time get the message, but they do because it's part of their job. It's part of their responsibility. Do Ravens fans want Ray Rice to come back, fumble the ball 6 times, and play 3 games the rest of the way because someone's doing a better job than him? No, Ravens fans want him to come back and score 15 touchdowns, rush for 1,500 yards, and take the Ravens to the playoffs. Does Fox want Aaron Andrews to continue to not ask the appropriate questions in a live interview? No, they want her to get it right. I don't know what ESPN wants from Stephen A. Smith. I wonder if later today is the last time we'll see him on First Take. He's certainly going to issue an apology, rightfully so. As for NBC Sports and Tony Dungy, perhaps a little bit more difficult, not sure what to expect there either. Roger Goodell, You're not going to get an apology from him. In fact, it was an interesting thought. I don't know who had it. Maybe one of the guys back there can help me. I don't quite remember, but someone suggested that Roger Goodell actually have a press conference to address his thought process, his reasoning for only giving 2 games to Ray Rice. And please be careful of this because I'm sure we're going to take calls on it tonight. We're going to take tweets on it tonight. We're going to take emails, everything. Let me be very clear to you the difference between smoking pot and getting 4 games and beating the hell out of your wife and getting 2. First of all, we know they're not the same thing. Performance-enhancing drugs, whether you deem marijuana performance-enhancing or not, that was a penalty that was collectively bargained. Collectively bargained, which means Roger Goodell does not have the power to enforce the penalty if a player is caught or fails a drug test with drugs. It's collectively bargained. It is literally written in rules, those specific penalties for marijuana, Adderall, steroids, whatever. There are no specific written rules for knocking out your wife. It has not been written into the rules. So he could have given Ray Rice 20 games. He could have given him none. That is entirely up to Roger Goodell. So please don't call me and say, oh, you can smoke pot 4 games and beat your wife 2 games. Not the same. Not even in the same ballpark. They cannot be compared. It's not even apples and oranges. It's apples and satellite dishes. Not even close. One is written as a rule. One is completely up to Roger Goodell. So will we see a press conference featuring Roger Goodell in which he says, this is why I only gave Ray Rice 2 games? No, you're not going to see that. Would it be nice to see it? Would it show a little bit of transparency? Perhaps. But that's just not the way the NFL runs. Why? Because we love it. And even if Roger Goodell got up there and said, you know what? I wish he knocked her out again. Would that prevent you from watching the NFL come week one? Hell no. In fact, Sean Marash pointed out to me before the show began that there are officially no more weekends until February not featuring NFL football. And I said, well, can you really count preseason? And before I even got games out, he said, absolutely, Jay. They're wearing uniforms. I'm going to watch it. Okay. And that's how almost every one of us feels. We love football. We eat it up. We can't get enough. We beg for more. So the fact that a guy beats the hell out of his wife, is it horrible? Yes. Do we care? No. And if you don't want it to hear it and you don't want to say it, I'll say it for you because you know it's true. And you hate the fact that you love something that accepts wife beaters. That's just a fact. So you can listen to it, and you can hear it, and you can hate it, but you know it's true. 855-212-4CBS, and of course, on Twitter, as always, it's Jay Berman, Jayberman. We are coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. As we said, this is usually a dull time in sports before football starts, the dog days of baseball. But as we said at the top of the show, Aaron Andrews and Stephen A. and Roger Goodell and Ray Rice and Tony Dungy, they've all worked miracles for us. Because why? We've got full phone lines. Everybody wants to talk about Ray Rice, and everybody wants to talk about Roger Goodell, and everybody wants to talk about Aaron Andrews. And so do I. I'm not sitting here discussing why the Yankees went to the lefty in the eighth inning or who's going to start at quarterback for said team. It's not necessary. Why? Because this stuff's far more interesting. It's far more controversial. It's far more polarizing. And it's far more worthy of our attention tonight here on CBS Sports Radio. So we'll get it all rolling. Coming up next at 855-212-4CBS, can already see Anthony William Michael Chino. Chino, we'll get to you next because it's fun time. It's the start of a new week, and we've got lots of controversy to discuss. It's Jay Berman filling in for Damon Amendola here on CBS Sports Radio.